Okay, so that's what Tim Iman, who wants to be governor, said. And now Tim Iman joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. And Tim, after listening to that audio from you, my first question is, have you gone completely insane?
I think there's not enough attention being made to the people that are really in suffering here in the state of Washington. Well over a million people fired by Jay Inslee.
No,
businesses
Tim,
all declared non-essential.
I know all of that, and I have been on the governor incessantly, and I think that much of this economic shutdown was contrived. But, I mean, it just in the name of decency, Tim, how in the world do you make a comparison between that and the human tragedy of George Floyd? I mean, that is just absolutely unthinkable to me. How could you do that?
And you're perfectly free to have that opinion, but if you heard the same stories I hear day in and day out about suicides, about people that are actually not getting medical attention, because Jay Inslee said entire swaths of our populace were non-essential. What person after person not getting the same kind of attention? The media simply cannot keep track of all that misery, and instead we're focusing on one person, which I watched that video. I absolutely made my blood boil. I think it should have been first-degree murder, not second-degree murder. But you can have compassion and empathy for more than one person at a time.
You
and
have
right
to
now, I don't believe that there are enough people. I do not believe there's enough focus on everybody else.
Well, you say the media, but I don't think anybody's been more vociferous about the things that have happened in this state and the governor's role in that. But you've seen what's happened around the country the last week. Cities are burning, I'm disgusted and nauseated by what happened to George Floyd. I'm angry with the governor for what he's done. But to conflate those two issues, especially at this time in America, I'm serious, Tim. That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
Hey, I think if you heard the same kind of pain, kind of misery
Jay
Inslee
every day
has inflicted. Forgive me, Dory, if you want to have a conversation with yourself, go ahead. But if you want to have somebody on that's actually going to answer, please don't interrupt.
No, I've heard those stories.
Point. Here's the problem.
What do you mean,
is that you can't quantify all the pain and suffering that's going on because Jay Inslee is making the determination for 7 million people how they're going to live their lives. And if it was everybody, it'd be one thing. But instead, he's made determinations over who is non-essential.
I know,
and those non-essential people are dying.
They have just
as much right to the compassion that we feel rightly for George Floyd. That injustice that we feel, why can't we feel that same injustice for people that are dying in the state of Washington?
Okay. I let you make your point. Look, I've made all of those points. You say that I don't hear the stories. I probably hear as many or more than you. I get hundreds of emails and text messages from my listeners who can't get unemployment. But I can be angry about that. I can be nauseated about what that cop did to George Floyd. I would never in a billion years try to conflate the two. And here's my question for you, Tim. When you've run
hoping you'd get to a question at some point. That'd be nice.
When you've run all of your initiative campaigns, you've told me time and again that people can hate you but like $30 tabs, and they're going to vote for $30 tabs in spite of you. Now you're running for governor, and this is about people liking you personally. And when you say something like that, you can defend it all you want, Tim, but when you say something like comparing what Inslee's doing to the state, to George...
And there's a question in there somewhere, right?
I'm getting to it, yes. Do you really think that this helps your gubernatorial campaign when personal likability is what is absolutely essential if you want people to vote for you?
I think it's critically important for anybody who's running for office is to represent people that don't have a voice. Right now, the people who are dying in the state of Washington from suicide, from lack of medical attention because Jay Inslee said that they're not essential, they deserve just as much of a voice. But they're not getting it right now because the media is so obsessed with COVID, only listening to what Jay Inslee says to him. And Jay Inslee says that every single non-essential person is heartless and selfish if they're only looking out for themselves when all they're trying to do is survive and be able to actually be treated the same as all the essential people are. I would just simply argue that there's a lot of people in the media that have been designated essential that have lost track of the fact that if you are a non-essential person right now, you feel voiceless, and at least there's somebody saying, let's pay attention to those people too.
You said let's have somebody say that. You obviously have not listened to my radio show the last 2 months because that has been an almost singular topic of my COVID-19 coverage, is what is happening to the people, what's happened to the suicide rate, what's happened to the unemployed in this state. But you completely ignored my question. Do you think that dragging the George Floyd story into this helps your likability as you try to get people to vote for you?
I honestly believe we're not going to make it to November for there to even be an election for a lot of people. And people need help right now. I am exactly listening to your question.
I asked, what is you higher think priority? This helps your likability?
What is a higher priority to you? Whether or not people like me or whether or not people open Washington now, are you madder at Jay Inslee for what he's done or for what I've said? He's actually destroying lives right now, and you seem to be more upset by something I said than what he's doing right now.
I can be mad about both.
Who are actually dying, Dory.
I can be angry about what that cop did. I can be angry what Inslee's doing. I can be angry by what you said. But for you to drag that, and you still haven't answered my question. You asked for a question. Do you think with the people of Washington that it helps your likability to compare Jay Inslee to a Minneapolis cop who's going to be on trial for second-degree murder? Do you think that helps your likability?
I've spent 22 years fighting for issues and not worrying about whether or not people like me or not. And voters are going to decide based on my ideas. And the idea of people being afraid to criticize the governor, people being afraid to speak up. You said you can be equally angry with me. What's wrong with me saying we can be equally burning in anger and frustration with what happened to the man in Minneapolis? But can't we feel that same anger and frustration for Jay Inslee saying that people are heartless and selfish if they simply try and stand up for themselves?
And I do. I do feel that anger on
it's
both
counts.
It's
not about you, Dory.
But
it's
I'm not
going to
compare
you.
The two. I'm not going to compare what Jay Inslee is doing to the state to a Minneapolis cop.
It's not about you. It's about whether or not there are people out there that feel voiceless right now. They're
and I'm
suffering
fighting for
right
those
now.
People.
And the cameras are not on them. They're on this. And it's an insane tragedy what's going on here. There's also tragedies going on in the state of Washington. And I don't believe there's enough of a focus on them. And I'm talking about the pain of suicide, of medical conditions not going on. It's highlighting the broken system we have in this state.
Tim, you're just playing a broken record now. I'm fighting for those people every single day. I do it without dragging a singular American tragedy in Minneapolis. I mean, you did this for the shock value. You did this, even though you sound kind of pissed off at my tone of voice, you did this so I'd have you on the radio show today. And so King 5 would talk to you, and now you seem upset that we're calling you out on it.
No, not at all. I'm trying to defend my position, and I'm simply highlighting the fact that too many in the media, if you don't want to exclude yourself, that's fine. Too many in the media, because they've been declared essential by Jay Inslee, they don't feel that same kind of pain. If you were not getting paid for the last 8 weeks, if you weren't getting unemployment insurance for the last 8 weeks, if you had a medical condition actually put your life in danger, if you had actually gone through that, I would think that you might have a different attitude compared to a whole lot of people out there that are suffering, that are in pain. I heard of a husband took his own life because Jay Inslee you've got to let me make this point.
Suicides are up 30%
in Yakima. A man took his own life. man took his own life because his business was destroyed, and he figured the only way he could take care of his wife is with insurance. That was his only option.
So why
that is not getting the level of attention that we would get, because we are dealing with a situation where we're totally focused on one horrific tragedy. Why can't we have this same level of attention on all of it?
That is absolute nonsense. I have focused far more on what's happening in this state, focused 1,000 times more on what's happening in this state than the tragedy in Minneapolis, because I do a Seattle talk show. I can make all of the points you just talked about.
No,
listen. I can make all of the points you just talked about without me trying to sensationalistically bring in a national tragedy to make my points. I don't need to do that.
Do you believe that Como TV, King TV, Cairo TV, and Q13 have had the same laser beam focus that you've had on the misery that's going on because of Jay Inslee?
No, I do not. But I think that I'm rather unique in the local media, or yokel media, as I started to say. No, the local media. I think I'm unique in that regard in many ways, and I think that's why my show does as well as it does. But I can make my points, Tim, without sensationalistically bringing a national tragedy in to try to make my points, because you lose when you have to stoop to levels like that.
I fundamentally believe that the voters of this state are sick and tired of having Jay Inslee making these determinations of essential and non-essential, and there isn't enough attention being brought on those people, because frankly, it's hard to quantify suicides, hard to quantify medical conditions not being taken care of, and those people will eventually die. And I think that the voters deserve somebody that's going to fight for everybody in the state, especially ones that are voiceless outside of those that are listening to Cairo.
All right. I got it. Tim, I appreciate you talking with me about all this.
And by the way, Lewis County Superior Court, we lost. Judge said, I'm not going to decide this thing. I'm going to send it off to Thurston County Superior Court on whether or not we should open up our schools. That's where we were this morning.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you coming on, Tim.
Thank you, man.
Tim Imon joined me from Olympia. I'd like to hear your thoughts. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. And we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.